Welcome to the Heads and Volleys podcast with me, Lee Dunn.
In the last episode of this, I talked about hours of coaching, and part of my distraction lately has been many of those hours of coaching, whether it being ODP or club soccer or one-on-one small group training and just my own development with an MBA and so much going on here. But something really hit me this weekend, and that is referees. You know, referees, the guys who stand in the middle of the game and do what they do. My issue here is the, how do I say it? I want to say aggression. Or maybe not aggression. If you're a referee, listen to this. I wonder if you could put a word towards a feeling that there is an instant defensiveness whenever a coach approaches a referee or calls out to the referee or anything like that. And I had two instances in the game where I had a player that arrived late, and I, by the way, ticked him with the referee at the start of the game, said, I've got a player coming late. I don't care about the referee. And what I mean by I don't care about the referee, meaning I know that that referee is not there to spite my team or to make the team lose or to do something that is going to endanger my players. I know that that is not the referee's motive of being there. The referee's motive is probably just to make a little bit of money. So I don't care about the referee in that sense. Now, having said that there'll be a player checking in, this was the last game of the day for the referee on a Sunday afternoon. And just as the ball went out and the player had arrived and had warmed up, and I said, hey, ref. And he looked at me and with his finger said, not now, coach, and turned around. And I think it's because it could have been a throw-in that went to my team and not the other team. Like, as I said, I don't care. This is U8, U9 soccer. I don't care. I care that I wanted to get my player on the field. Maybe my tone of yelling, hey, ref, and because he wasn't sure on the referee and decision on the throw-in, so then he just gave it one way. The players had started moving the other way. Like, I don't care. But I said, hey, ref, and maybe that's my fault for approaching him that way. So that was number one, and he was instantly defensive. And then when the ball came out on our side, I said, hey, ref, I just need to check this player in. This is the player that I said was going to be late. He said, okay, sure, sub him in. So again, maybe he just had a terrible day and it was the end of the day and he just wanted to go home and get out of there. Fair enough. It's Sunday afternoon. We all want to go home. But then part two of it was, now I have 2017 boys playing in a 2015, 2016 division. So they're, you know, U7 playing up at U8, U9. Rightly or wrongly, feel how you feel about it. That's another podcast in itself. But they're playing up. And one of the babies, I call them the babies, one of the babies grabbed the ball, passed it back, didn't grab it, kicked the ball back to the goalkeeper. Goalkeeper picked it up, standing right on the goal line, picked the ball up. Referee blew the whistle. Fair enough, indirect free kick. Indirect free kick, I thought. So as I'm trying to teach the players, or at least get them organized to stand next to the goalkeeper in front of the goal and do what they can to try and block it, just so they get an understanding of what's going on, the referee says, coach, you can't do that. It's handball. It's a direct kick, at which point he allowed the player to kick the ball in from 1 yard and made the goalkeeper stand to the side to not block it because he's not allowed to block it from a direct kick. And I said, what? And he said, that's the rule. It's handball. And I said, okay. So then go back to the middle for kickoff and it's halftime. So then I always go on the field and greet my players, walk them off. And as we're walking off, I then turned to the referee and I said, ref, can you please explain that decision? Because my understanding is that that is an indirect free kick. And we go back and forth around the decision. But I said, it's that you've, like, think about the situation that you created. You allowed a player to stand 1 yard from the goal, unopposed, and kick the ball in the goal. Have you ever seen that before? He's like, those are the rules. Those are the rules, coach. Don't talk to me. And he stormed off. And the purpose of this podcast is to say that this referee has clearly had a lot of aggression from coaches, has clearly had a lot of issues from coaches that I can't even approach him and say, hey, I don't think that's the right decision. And I said that because I then said, hey, I understand it as this way. Am I wrong? So then sure enough, he goes off during halftime, grabs his phone, talked to the players about whatever we've been doing. I don't care about the decision. I just wanted to get it right because I know what's going to happen. He's going to referee another game next weekend. He's going to give something similar and the coach is going to go mad and try and rip his head off. So then I said, put the players back on the field, and the referee comes up to me. He said, "Hey, coach, I just want to apologize." And he shook my hand. He said, "I want to apologize. I was wrong." And I said, "Ref, it's not about being wrong or right. I just wanted to have that conversation with you because maybe there's a rule at 7v7 that everything is direct. I don't know. But I wanted to, or at least I think I know, but I just wanted to be sure that maybe he had some different information that's new this season." But I said, "Ref, I couldn't even talk to you. And I don't care." And I said all this to him, "I don't care about you. I'm not here to fight you. I'm not here to make you change your decisions. That's the decision." At this, all of this time, by the way, the other coach is laughing about it. He thinks it's hilarious because his team got a free goal. It's great. Thanks. You're a good guy. And so I just said to the ref, like, "I have no animosity towards you. I don't want to fight you. You're not going to change the decision. Like, I know all of these things. But what I would like to be able to do with you and with any other referee is to have a fair and honest conversation about what actually just happened and make sure that it's correct on the go forward. My players don't know. We lost the game. After the game, in our little team huddle, I asked if they had fun. They said yes. And then one of the kids said, 'Did we win, coach?' And I said, 'That's all we need to worry about, boys, and off you go.' And then we move on with our lives and we don't hold any animosity towards this referee. But if you are a coach listening to this, and you are yelling at the referee, you are making it worse for me on the next game or the next weekend or the next time something like that happens. I can't have a conversation with the referee and just to slow the game down for a moment and just to talk about what's going on, regardless of the level. This is development. We're trying to work through it. Or this is elite level and we're trying to compete. We still need to be able to have those conversations because it's in the player's safety. It's in the player's interest. I wanted to get my player on. He was already mad at me for no reason." So all of these things add up throughout the day. So if you are a coach, please respect the referee.